All right, it's February 9th, 7:37 p.m. I just want to say that for the rest of my time on this earth, for the rest of anybody's time on this earth, I never want to hear Patricia Mahomes in any conversations with Tom Brady ever again. Never again.
Never,
I could show you
never.
two Super Bowls now that he has not shown up in, both of which Tom Brady was in attendance for. He beat him once and he called the next one. That was embarrassing. That was terrible.
Let me say this. So all you Jalen Hurts haters, fuck y'all. He did what he needed to do. He played his role well. He showed up when he needed to show up. Fuck all the passing yards, all that. See, that's what's wrong with all these athletes. They all care about all they care about is the statistics, all that. All that matters is who's carrying that trophy. And the Philadelphia Eagles have now won a second championship in what in the last what 8 years, 9 years?
Seven, because it was 2018.
Come on,
So.
Philly. I don't think, bro. You heard what Nick Sirianni said. Kellen Moore, let's run it back.
He already is the
Kellen
Raiders head
Moore,
coach, though.
huh?
I don't think Nick Sirianni knows that Kellen Moore was already hired to be the coach of the Raiders.
I thought he was going to the Saints,
Or was it the Saints? I may be wrong. Where was it? Was it the
bro.
Saints?
Either or, do you think he should take the
Oh, yeah,
job
it was the
or
Saints. My
stay?
bad. It's the Saints.
You think he should take the job or stay?
I mean, it's hard to, as an offensive coordinator with that offense, and then now to go be a head coach somewhere, it's going to be a difficult transition, especially like the New Orleans Saints. I don't think Chris Olave is going to be back. So it'll be Kamara and whoever Bub means, whoever the fuck they find to run the skill positions out there, down there in New Orleans. But I don't know. That's going to be difficult. I don't think Kellen Moore will do too well. I'm going to be come out
Wait,
there and
hold
say
on.
that
My
now.
bad. I forgot to say one more thing. Can we give a shout out to Vic Fangio? Look, I used to hate this dude because the way he coached the Denver Broncos, he made us fucking trash. But he really just made a really good comeback story. That defense was lights out. Lights
Lights
out.
out. You guys, they were lights out not only tonight. They've been lights out since what, week 12? Week 11?
Yes.
I mean, how about Zach Bond? Five tackles?
Oh,
That interception over the
he
middle was ridiculous.
top three linebacker right now.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all.
Top, he not better than Fred Warner, but he
Oh,
top three.
no. He I mean, give him a season or two. The way he played this year, and then to close it out with a Super Bowl like that. What do you think
Yeah.
the problem was in Kansas City? First of all, his offensive line. I mean, that's clear as day. Pat didn't have a goddamn second to throw the ball. You got to acknowledge that.
Kelsey, I'm sorry to say, I think it's time to hang it up.
I was gonna say
I think
that
it's time to
too.
hang it up.
Yep. It's looking like Shaq on the Celtics to me.
Yes, it's time to hang it up. You had a great career, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yep.
You're not the greatest tight end to me. I
Nope.
still think Rob Gronkowski is the
Yep.
greatest tight end.
This game
But
confirmed it.
yes,
If
but
they won tonight, it would have, like, Kelsey had a good game, maybe got in the end zone, whatever. It maybe
yep.
would have, it would have started, it would have added a lot more fire to those arguments that Kelsey and Mahomes are above Brady and Gronk. But
Cause going into halftime,
definitely after not tonight.
he only had like three targets. He had no catches going into
He had two
halftime, right?
targets. He had no catches, two targets.
Yeah,
Two
so
drops as well at that.
I think it's time for him to hang it up. I want to see now what's gonna look like when Pat Mahomes don't have him. I want to see because Brady, you know Brady, he it didn't matter who the fuck was on the field with him, he was going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
You
he
feel
won't have
me?
DeAndre Hopkins next season. He'll have Rashee Rice back, at least.
Yep.
I wonder, oh man, this team would have been. Granted, the defense was definitely the an offensive line were the killer tonight, but this team with Rashee Rice, I don't know how much of a difference it would have made, but Rashee was really killing the shit before he Pat went out and took out his ACL.
Yep.
But beyond the offensive line, because Pat, there was, I mean, the offensive line didn't do his thing, yes, but at the end of the day, Jack, it's a Super Bowl. You got to make a play. That first half was
Yep.
abysmal.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the Chiefs need to. They're gonna be good in the future. I think they just go back. You need to get some offensive line in the draft or something. You need to get some pieces. You know what I'm saying? And I think they'll be all right going into next season, but this whole Patrick Mahomes era shit, I think it's going to be over because the fact that the Eagles got this team And I don't think anybody on the team is one like is gonna leave. I mean, because you know they're gonna want their money now, but
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the Eagles, they're gonna be good for next season. I wanted to see what they would have looked like against Detroit. That's all I wanted to see,
Yeah,
though.
I would have loved to see Baltimore.
Oh yeah. Oh hell, bro. That's you
I
know
would
what I
have
was hearing?
loved to see Baltimore.
People were saying, oh, the Bills should have been in instead of the Chiefs. It would probably have been a
Yeah.
close game. But I don't know.
Baltimore would have hung in this one with Derek. I wish it would have been nice. That would have been a great game.
Oh, Eagles or Ravens, that would have been a good ass Super Bowl.
I want to highlight Xavier Worthy though, man. He's a dog.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes, shout out
Tyreek
to
Hill
Xavier
probably feels
Worthy.
stupid as shit.
Tyreek Hill?
Yeah. He thought they
Oh,
couldn't
hell
get
yeah.
somebody to replace him. They said, "Watch this."
Yeah, but I don't want to hear that Brady. I mean, Mahomes. Bro, I never was even feeding into that bullshit.
That's
Like,
nonsense. It's complete
I don't
nonsense.
know why. Yeah, bro. Like, come on, man.
I
He don't
thought it
even
was
got seven.
poetic that it was Tom Brady on the call, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Tom got to watch the
Bro.
disaster class. I mean, that was embarrassing.
Jalen Hurts, though. Shout out to him,
Shout
man.
out to Devontae Smith. Saquon didn't even do
Yeah.
too much. He had those big catches, but KC did well, at least in the front seven part for stopping the run to some
You
degree.
know what I think? I
Stopping
think they was like,
Saquon.
okay, I was like, okay, Saquon, you got us here, but okay, let us take over for now. Okay, you did your part all season. You really did your part. Like, oh, shout out to Saquon. He's the all-time leading rusher in a single season in the playoffs and the regular season. Shout out to him
I
too.
didn't know that.
Yes, shout out to him. That's the Giants. I know the Giants are gonna stay bums. They're gonna be the real Giants are in San Francisco. They ain't in New York.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with that.
Come on, man. Like,
They gotta
you know
feel
it's
real
crazy. Like,
stupid. You let him
yes.
walk, and not only did you let him walk, he rushes for 2,000 yards, wins the Offensive Player of the Year, and then wins the Super Bowl. Good
Yes.
Lord.
Oh, I have another question. Do you
Huh.
think Josh Allen deserved the MVP?
No, I was gonna get to that. Let's get to that in a second. I just want to highlight real quick,
Okay.
Cooper DeJean. First rookie to ever get
Oh,
a pick
yeah.
six in the Super Bowl. It's his first interception, also. First reception.
Real football heads know he was going to be cold coming into the league.
Yeah.
We knew he was going to be
Completely agree
cold.
out of Iowa. Completely
Yes.
agree.
He was a dog in college. If you're a dog in college, you're going most likely you're going to be a dog in the NFL.
That wasn't a little cookie, pick six. That was breaks three, four tackles, get behind three, four blockers to six that thing. That was a house
Yep.
call. That was a real pick six. He took that thing back. But
You
yeah,
think
let's get
he's a
to that.
top 10 corner?
No. Let's get to that Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. I do not think it, and for the first time since what year was it? Hang on. Last time so
He didn't make all pro, right?
maybe.
All first team?
Yeah, hang on. And I got it. The last it was, yeah, it was Joe Montana and John Elway in 1987 was the last time that the first team all pro quarterback was not named MVP. Joe Montana was first team all pro but didn't win MVP.
But you
What
know
a
what's crazy
joke.
though?
That makes no sense to me. How does that make sense?
But I really do kind of understand a little bit though, because just think about it. Nobody had expectations for the Bills coming into the season. Literally nobody. Like, we really thought they was gonna fall off. And he literally carried them.
That's fair.
Literally.
But
But
statistically, Lamar had one of the greatest seasons of all time.
yeah, this is like LeBron with the Marcus Gasol shit.
If
With the
you look
defensive
at,
player of the year.
if you look at the numbers, Lamar had a season that won't be replicated for the next decade.
That's like some Aaron Rodgers shit.
Yeah, like he had a ridiculous season. But I mean,
It's
I see what you're saying, like the whole quality of the team thing, but that's not the Baltimore Ravens without Lamar Jackson behind under center. So you could say it for both sides of the argument that yeah, Josh Allen is the Buffalo Bills, but the Baltimore Ravens aren't the Baltimore Ravens without Lamar Jackson.
I want to say that though.
Really?
I want to say
What, you
yes,
saying
because
Tyler
you.
Huntley at quarterback? That's that they're still
I
gonna get
mean,
to the
yeah,
AFC
but
Divisional?
they could still win games because they got Henry. You know,
No, he's
Henry
not
can
that
carry the
good.
team.
Henry's only that good because they have to worry about Lamar. You got to understand it like that.
He literally carried the team. for
No, no,
years.
no, 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 no. He carried the Titans, yeah,
Oh,
but
got
not
them to the
this year.
championship.
Yeah, but that was how
Yeah.
long ago was that? 3 years
No, you're
ago.
right.
The only
Yeah,
reason
you're
Derrick
right.
Henry has such a good year this season is because you put seven down there in the tackle box. You got to have at least four of those guys worrying about Lamar. Derrick Henry's never
Yeah,
had
that's
that much
true.
room in his life. That's like Steph and KD on the same floor, the spacing. You don't get that much
Yeah.
room because you have to worry about Lamar,
Yeah.
and it goes the same for Derrick Henry. You got to have at least three to four guys worried about Derrick Henry. That's why Lamar got so much space. That was a special backfield, man. It's a shame that they did not make it to the Super Bowl. That team should have been in the Super Bowl. It should have been the Baltimore
Eagles, I
Ravens.
wanted the Eagles versus Ravens, yeah.
Yeah, it should have been
That
the
would have been a good
Baltimore
Super
Ravens.
Bowl.
Lamar
That would have been a
Jackson
good
will be a
one.
Super Bowl MVP as we speak if it Mark Andrews makes that catch.
Yeah.
You
Man, that's.
cannot convince me otherwise, because they're beating KC for sure. You know, I was talking to my girlfriend about it while we were watching the game. Pat played like shit for most of the season, and you know, I thought he was just like one of those things like, oh, we made the Super Bowl twice, we're playing for a three-peat. Let me just coast through the regular season and then turn up in the playoffs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He didn't even really fucking turn up. Can we now safely say that this was a shitty Patrick Mahomes season?
Yes,
Can
it
we
was
say that
shitty.
now? I mean, what are we waiting for at
Yes.
this point?
To be
I was
honest, he
giving him
played
the
shitty
Super
last
Bowl.
year.
I thought he turned up in the Super Bowl. I thought this was it, one of those, you know, 350, 400-yard performances. But
Broke
not
the
this
Eagles
year,
defense.
apparently. Because, and that's the crazy part is, yes, it was a difficult defensive matchup in Philly, being the number one defense since week 12. But it isn't like we haven't seen Pat against good defenses in the Super Bowl before. That Niners defense was fucking, what, top two, top three,
Yeah, hell
top
yeah.
one? Best
Would
defense in
you
the
say
league?
that Niners defense is better than this defense, Eagles defense?
That's a good question. I
If you
say
had to
they're probably right
compare?
around the same level.
Yeah.
I may notch Philly over just the quality that KC had in terms of receiving core. I mean, that receiving room was kind of ridiculous if you think about it. DeAndre Hopkins, like on paper, Marquise Brown, Xavier Worthy, DeAndre Hopkins, Travis Kelce, like they should have cooked with Patrick Mahomes, but he just didn't play well this season, I think. Like, yep, Travis Kelce was eh, but that was only enunciated by how eh Patrick Mahomes was.
But let me ask you this, because you said the Niners, because he played them twice. So that the you think that Niners defense from the first one in 2019 was better than the one in 2023, that Niners defense? Because
Do I think? Go
the
ahead.
2019 defense, Niners defense versus the 2023 Niners defense, which one was better going up against Patrick Mahomes?
I say 2023 probably just because of how evolved Fred Warner was at that point. Because
Okay.
2019, was he on the team in 2019? He
Yeah.
drafted, yeah. He was on the team, but it wasn't Fred Warner like he is today. 2023, he was really kind of starting to show that. That Niners defense was serious. They should have won that
Yeah.
game.
Yeah.
Still
They
crazy to
should
me
have.
that they lost. That whole playoff run from the Niners last year was ridiculous. Should have lost to
It
Green
was.
Bay. Should have lost to Detroit. Bullshit that went into the Super Bowl. Beating the Chiefs and then lose. What a joke.
Wait, can I ask you this now? Where do you rank Jalen Hurts as quarterbacks in the league right now?
He really impressed me tonight. I have to admit that. I did not have him in high regard. I still don't have him in tremendously high regard in terms of comparing him next to other NFL quarterbacks, but he impressed me tonight, man. Jalen Hurts played good football tonight. That throw to
He
Devontae
did.
really encapsulated it for me.
You know what's
Devontae can
crazy?
fucking fly, man.
Yeah, that secondary can't fuck with AJ Brown. It
Not at
can't.
all. That whole Philly wide receiver room.
Can we put him? Is he top five?
AJ Brown?
AJ Brown? Yes.
Who would you have over him? Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Nico Collins. Do you have Nico
No,
Collins
I'm
over
not putting
AJ
Nico
Brown?
Collins over him.
Really?
No.
I guess now that AJ is a Super Bowl, you can't.
To be honest, before I wasn't. I mean, he wasn't just getting the ball. If he gets the ball, he's gonna go crazy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. He's in a very run-heavy offense. You got to acknowledge that. That's fair.
So I put him at like,
Yeah, I don't know who you would have
yeah.
over. I
Is
mean,
he better than
Justin Jefferson.
Nakua?
No, CD. I probably have CD over AJ Brown. I'm not gonna lie. CD's a bit faster. They're kind of the same build too.
Yeah, I
CD's
forgot.
just
Yes, he
got
does.
wheels. CD's got that
But
open
he's
field
loud.
speed. CD separates from me above AJ because he's got that open field speed. You get
Oh
CD
yeah.
the ball in the open field. That's a
Well,
touchdown.
he's gone. He's
Yeah.
gone.
AJ doesn't have that as much.
Yeah, but he's up there. Yeah, this great win for the Philadelphia Eagles,
Yeah, this
man.
was just on all three levels of the game were great. I mean, even Jake Elliott, what was he, 4 for 4?
Yeah, I think that Philly, I know Philly's going crazy right now.
Yeah.
Philadelphia.
Deservingly so, though. This is a great season for Philly, man.
Yeah,
It was
cause I
all
remember week
Saquon.
one. After week one, we all had questions about their defense against
Yeah.
when we played the Packers.
Up until week 10, everybody had questions about their defense. It was cooked. That secondary was terrible. Quinyon
And they
Mitchell
just
really
turned
took a
out.
step up. Yeah, it was Quinyon Mitchell. He took a step up. That was part of the reason that we know to we need to acknowledge that Travis was getting shut down tonight is they had Quinyon Mitchell on Travis Kelce for most of the game. And Travis couldn't
Yeah.
do a damn thing. What'd you
Oh,
think
I
about the
forgot.
halftime show?
Oh, it was cool. I'm not about to be a hating ass nigga. It was cool. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't some shit where I'd be like, oh damn, that was some crazy shit. Like he wasn't even playing his classics.
Yeah.
Like you gotta pull off the classics for that. I ain't
Yeah.
trying to hear no not like us. Like
Yeah. Yeah.
all the stars are fire and shit. But like play Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe, like play that shit.
Yeah, I was looking for like swimming pools.
Like, come on, man.
I like the Samuel Jackson thing though. That was cool.
Yeah, I like that
That
they
was cool.
included him. Yeah. That was pretty fire. But I think it was a scale of 1 to 10, I think it was a good 6 or 7. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say it was the greatest or something, but it was okay.
That may
It
be a
was
drunk
okay.
seven.
Yeah, it was
That
okay.
may be a
You
long night
know
type of
what
seven.
I'm saying? It was okay.
That may be a worry about it tomorrow type of seven.
Oh, I forgot to say one. Oh, shout out to Darius Slay. He got a ring.
Yeah,
Darius Slay.
he did.
Veteran, NFL veteran.
I
Got
just cannot believe how shitty Patrick Mahomes played, man. It is really this whole season. What a mediocre fucking season. Can you
don't
blame
ever compare him to
Taylor
Brady.
Swift?
Yeah, bro, the Chiefs, I feel like the Chiefs was feeling themselves too much.
That's what it was, yeah. Do you see what the fuck Travis Kelce wore to the stadium?
Nah, what do you wear? Why
Look
are
up
we
on
talking
your
about that?
phone what Travis
Listen.
Kelce wore. Looks like John
Probably why they
Travolta.
fucking lost.
Fucking Saturday Night Fever.
Let me see.
Terrible. Terrible. Just the whole
The fuck
fucking
is
thing
this,
was a
man?
mess, man. Everything in
What is
KC
this?
was a mess.
He gotta
Andy Reid's worried about some damn cheeseburgers. Pat
go back to the
Mahomes.
buzz cut.
Andy
That's probably why.
Reid. Do you think Andy Reid retires after this? How long does he keep going, man?
I think Andy Reid goes on a diet now.
That's
He
a big
can't eat no
boy. I was about to
cheeseburgers.
say, that's a big boy right there.
Don't think he's retiring anytime like within the next 3 years because you got Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback. I wouldn't retire right now.
Yeah, but they gotta cut back on those cheeseburger commercials, man. Not to make fun of somebody's weight, but Jesus, dude.
Nah, yeah. Go get a salad or something now. You gotta go get a salad. You don't deserve a cheeseburger now.
Yeah, he's gotta. Yeah, they took his cheeseburger privileges away. That was
Listen,
bad,
bro,
dude.
but
How fucking underwhelming.
like I knew the Eagles were gonna win, but I wanted to at least see like a close game.
Yeah, I think that was kind of poetic. The NFL had so many blowout shitty games this season. Why not end it with one more blowout shitty game? Because this
All I'm gonna
was
say is
terrible.
now that Lamar sees that Jalen Hurts got the MVP, I hope that lights a fire in him now. Like I really hope that lights a fire in him.
Yeah.
Like now you gotta like now he has to do it all on his own. Like motherfucker, he gotta have like 100 yards rushing or some shit to get to the Super Bowl now in each playoff game.
Where's
Or
Derrick
something
Henry
like that.
going?
Oh, wait, can I ask you a question?
Wait, where's
Why
Derrick
the
Henry going?
fuck?
What are you talking about? Lamar's got to do it by himself.
Oh, and I'm saying like you see like when it comes down to that final moment, he gonna have to start like I don't know, like
Like
fuck the
Lamar's going to have
play
to take
call, like
over?
what?
Yeah.
Yeah, like fuck the play call. Do something on your own. You got to do something
Stop
because,
putting the
like, at
ball in
one
Mark
point,
Andrews' hands.
yeah, it's him versus him now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because Lamar is the
And,
best quarterback in the NFL. That is no question.
well, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Because I'm tired of this. Like, how can we never say, like, how can we never, like, ask, like, why is Harbaugh never on the hot seat?
Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Like,
I don't
why is
know.
he like they never bring him up? Like, okay, I get it. Like, cause like last year and like that was on him. They should have called more running plays when they played against the Chiefs last year
I think it's
in that Chiefs
understanding that
game.
good head coaches don't grow on trees.
Oh yeah.
I think that's what it is, to be honest. They don't want to waste any Lamar years with some tomfoolery on a first year coach, or you know what I mean? Like, we lost a Drake May season to some tomfoolery.
But
So I
I just
think
like,
it's like
why is he
that type of
never like,
situation.
I get that, but like, still, we gotta ask those questions though.
That's fair. That's fair.
Like, it can't be always on Lamar, Lamar, Lamar this, Lamar that. We gotta look at the coach.
I'm fucking shocked. Dude, that shit was. I had a feeling Philly would win this game, but that was just disappointing. That
Man,
was
I
just
know they feel good
outcoached. That
though.
was outplayed. That was.
Yes. Shout out Nick Sirianni, man. They was like, oh, they
Unfortunately.
should get rid of him. Man, no. I'm not trying to hear that. He gonna be in Philly for a while now.
He's a schmuck, but they did it. I mean, it'd be hard not to win a Super Bowl with that team. The way that defense played and with that offense.
Oh yeah, if they didn't win, he probably would have been gone.
Yeah, Saquon, AJ Brown, DeVonta Smith. I mean, that's a ridiculous team. You know, let me
They
tell
were
you this
hurt.
stat that I didn't think was true. DeVonta Smith was the
Oh,
first Alabama player to ever score a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
the fuck, for real? God damn, Julio Jones didn't score in that 26. Oh
No, he
shit!
didn't. He had that
What the
absurd
fuck?
catch along the sideline, though. I'll never forget that shit in my life. That felt like a stab to the gut.
Oh yeah, that was a great catch. That's like up there, like top plays in
That's
Super Bowl
that.
history.
I almost have that over the Odell catch. That was one of the most absurd, like
Oh
live. It
hell
was
yeah!
one of the most absurd. But you know what trumps that? What's number one above that is
What?
fucking Julian Edelman in that same game over the middle. The greatest catch I've ever seen in my life.
Oh that was some tough. That was tough.
That is the
That was
greatest catch
tough.
I've ever seen in my life.
I ain't gonna lie. That's up there. Hell yeah, bro. I can't even debate that, man.
That was just
I can't even
absurd,
argue with
man.
that, man. That whole game was just like a whole
Yeah.
like that was a classic game.
That
Like
was
I still
I'm gonna
watch
go
that game,
rewatch
bro.
those highlights tonight just because of how shitty this
Yeah,
game was.
like that
People
shit
really
was
have Patrick
crazy.
Mahomes in the same conversations as Tom Brady. That's the most disrespectful shit. And it was somebody, I don't oh, fuck, I think it was Ryan Clark. I don't know, it wasn't Ryan Clark. I don't know who it was. It was somebody on ESPN the other day or some one of those dumb day fucking middle of the day programs that said Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes is not the best quarterback of all time, but he is a better quarterback, like in terms of just gameplay, than Tom Brady, which is the most insane shit I've ever heard. Because if you watch Tom Brady play football, go down and a drive, just play a drive, play a game, watch any Tom Brady game ever, it's like chess. It's just clinical. Pat, I mean, this shit was, he gets those scramble plays where he's all over the fucking place. But I'm taking Tom Brady in the pocket with 1.2 seconds and firing every single fucking day of the week over
Let me ask
Pat
you this.
scrambling around 150 times and doing all this tomfoolery.
Let me ask you this. If Brady was the quarterback of the Chiefs, would they win that
Absolutely,
game?
dude. Absolutely.
Against
You
that
put,
defense?
I don't know, you could put Tom Brady against ISIS, brother. I don't care who it is. I don't, I'm
Nah, yeah,
taking,
Tom would have
I'm
figured it
taking
out.
Thomas Brady, man. Give me Thomas Brady every single day of the week. The greatest
Yeah.
quarterback of all time, and that was just encapsulated, cemented, stamped.
The greatest player. I think he's the greatest, like just the greatest player of football, like ever.
And number two is Randy Moss.
What?
And number two is Randy Moss. That's the second
Like
greatest
greatest
football
football
player.
player?
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of people say Deion Sanders
I don't get
or Lawrence Taylor.
Prime's gonna Lawrence. No disrespect to any of them. They're all gonna have to take the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh seats. Because one and two are safe for Tom and Randy.
He was doing that snoring coke and shit.
Lawrence Taylor was off a couple eight, but I was just talking to my girlfriend about that today.
Well,
Lawrence
but
Taylor
he's
was off, so yeah, he was skiing Aspen at halftime. He was all for that booger sugar,
looking at
baby. He was
age
down.
crap.
Yeah, he was down for that cause, dude. That was when Bill Belichick was the coach, too.
Damn.
Just gooped out
But yeah,
screaming at
that's crazy.
Bill.
But all right, let me ask you this. What do you rank Patrick Mahomes and quarterbacks like all time though?
I don't have him above Peyton Manning. I don't have him above Drew Brees. I don't have him against
What?
fuck. Hell no, not at this point. No
Nah, he's
way.
above Drew Brees. He's above Drew Brees.
But if you're just talking about it, this, are we talking about if I'm starting a franchise and I want a player I can pick from any starting point, like of any time, to lead, do a career? Or are we talking about career accomplishments? Or are we talking about who do I want, like, you know, down six, who do I want to lead a game-winning drive?
Oh yeah, down six. You need a game winner drop.
Is
Who
Tom Brady
is your
number one?
quarterback?
Is Tom Brady number two? Is Tom Brady number three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10? Because there's, and then I'm going Peyton Manning at two.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, Peyton was, yeah, he's my favorite player of all time.
And then shit,
Damn, but
I don't even know. Maybe Ben Roethlisberger at three.
Ben
I'm taking
Roethlisberger is
pocket. I'm
five
taking
for you?
Lamar, maybe even. Not Lamar three. No, I wouldn't do say Lamar three, but I don't know. Pat lost too much this year. Like, this was a horrendous season. And there's no excuse. There's nothing you can say happened. He lost Rashee
Yeah.
Rice, yes, but he still had four at some point in their career all pro wide receivers. Marquise Brown,
Yep.
dog. DeAndre Hopkins, Hall of Fame potentially. Xavier Worthy's a future dog, and Travis Kelce's in the Hall of Fame. DeAndre Hopkins is Hall of Fame. I don't care.
The only reason I would be okay with the Chiefs winning because he would get a ring. He deserves a ring. He deserves a ring.
There was no
But
excuse, though, for why Pat was so shitty this season.
that's a fact.
There
So
was
you think he's
nothing.
retiring?
Patrick
D
Mahomes?
Hop? No, D Hop.
Oh, D Hop? No, he'll be a Patriot. No, he had a
You think he's
touchdown
going to
tonight.
the
He's not
Patriots?
retiring for shit. Yeah.
How old is he?
Like
He's
32, I
not.
think, 33.
He could still play till he's like 35.
Yeah, he's,
Yeah.
and I don't know about 35 is high. Maybe he's got one more season at least. Yeah, see, Pat went for 3,900 yards this season, 26 touchdowns, 11 picks with a 67 QBR, man. And this is a guy that people are trying to put in conversations with Tom Brady. Are we
Nah,
fucking
he's not
serious?
touching Brady.
Like,
He's not
that's what I'm
touching
saying.
Brady.
Like, this season, if you compare to this season, any Drew Brees season, like, what the fuck? It's not even a question. Like, this was a horrendous season from Pat. I don't know if we see him bounce back up, man.
You think so?
Because it's really, really, really difficult to be an NFL quarterback, be really good, start to decline, and then gas back up again. You know what I'm saying? It's
Yeah.
difficult to climb that hill again and then read, because now he has to, now there's a massive mountain to climb for him. If he has a shitty, if they don't do anything less than make it to the Super Bowl next year, Pat's gonna go down 10 in people's all-time rankings. I don't know if we'll see Pat make
Yeah.
a comeback after this. I don't know about comeback,
Yeah,
but I just don't see him turning it around and having like one of those all-pro seasons again.
that's why I was like, why are you guys calling him the GOAT already? Like, it's mad early in his career still.
What
Like
is this,
Patrick
year
Mahomes was
seven?
like 26, 27?
This is year he was
Yeah.
drafted 2017. This is year three. This is year eight. Year seven, year eight. Brady did this shit for double that, brother. Like, come on. Brady won a Super Bowl. What was he, 62?
That's crazy.
What was Brady when he won that Super Bowl? 74? With Tampa.
Oh, damn, he was like what, like 43?
I don't know, man. He was
Yeah.
up there.
Yeah, 40, because he retired, what, 44? No, he was, yeah, 42.
Some stupid shit.
42, 43.
Definitely not what
Yeah.
Pat is. Like, I don't know. I just don't see him coming back up. Tom Brady
Yeah,
played
he's not
23
touching Brady.
seasons. This is Pat's eighth
Yeah.
year, and I don't see him turn it. Because just look at the other quarterbacks in the NFL now. Drake May is going to be. I just cannot state that enough, that if Jaden Daniels almost made it to the Super Bowl and won the Offensive Rookie of the Year, Drake May put up an MVP conversation next year. That's all
I
I'm going to
gotta see
say.
that,
I'm
Connor.
going to
I
stamp it
gotta
now.
see
I'm going
that.
to stamp it now. If they get a wide receiver like they're going to and put together a competent draft with the new head coaches in, they got Dante Scarnecchia back in the building, Vrabel, Josh McDaniels. The Patriots are going to be special this year. I'm telling you. And Drake May is going to be the fucking centerpiece of that entire thing.
Go get Travis Hunter.
I don't care who it is. I don't want Travis Hunter. Go get Abdul Carter. But I'm just saying that with the
Ooh.
quarterback play, particularly in the AFC, Pat's got some competition now, man. Because look at it. Look at the quarterbacks in the NFL. Just off the top, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, fucking, what's his face? Drake May, Jaden Daniels. Who are you putting above? Like, there's just, you know what I'm saying? There's people out there. Jordan Love's coming up. Who else? Anthony Richardson's coming up. I'm not saying he's better than Pat. I'm just saying that the competition in the NFL is rising,
Yeah,
especially at the
and
quarterback play.
AFC West is going to be tough too because you got what the Broncos now, you got the
Bo Nix is
Chargers.
turning up. Yep. Justin Herbert's turning up. I'm just saying, I feel like
Yeah.
this was a down year in the NFL. Next year should be special, especially with the Patriots. And I just don't see how Pat's going to be able to turn this thing around. Because I think Travis Kelce retires after this.
Yeah. I'll be
Not
shocked if
seeing it.
he runs it back.
Because he was already talking about this maybe his last year. Now he just got embarrassed in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I think it's wraps.
That's bad
Go
in front
ahead.
of, and they're all little Trump meat riders. That's embarrassing.
What if they get Max Crosby?
Max Crosby isn't going anywhere. Have you ever seen his house in Vegas?
Oh,
He's
no,
built like a
man.
fucking city in Vegas. When after this, look up Max Crosby house, and you will never ever think Max Crosby is getting traded ever again. That man has built a compound in Vegas. He's not going anywhere. That's why
Yeah.
I don't believe any of those rumors of Max Crosby getting traded.
Let me see. Oh, God damn, look like a resort.
That's what I'm saying. He's not going, like, why, he's not leaving anytime soon.
Yo, that's.
Now that Tommy running the fucking
And you got Detroit running coming
front
back, but
office.
you know they lost both their coordinators, though.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see. I
And then the
hesitated to
Eagles.
put Jared Goff in that earlier statement. I just want to acknowledge how mediocre of a list, though, I came up with. Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Lamar Jackson, and
Yo,
Josh
I'm
Allen. That's
tired of
not
that.
mediocre, but I'm just saying in comparison to Pat, I just want to cement what I was saying earlier real quick,
I'm
that
tired of the Jared Goff hate.
competition-wise.
He's a great quarterback.
Yeah, he is. He is.
But he just, I don't know, but he's a great quarterback. He can still get a team to the Super Bowl.
He's a
He can still
fantastic
do it.
regular season quarterback.
Yeah. But the league gonna be hard next year. The competition's gonna be up. You got all these new guys coming in from the draft. I think this draft class is pretty talented too, so
The running back class, particularly.
yeah.
Running backs are
Yeah,
going to
and
be
then
Omarion Hampton, Caleb Johnson, Jante,
yeah.
obviously.
Let me say this before it happens too. I feel like Cam Ward is gonna go on a Daniels run next year.
I do too. I think Cam Ward's special.
If he goes to Tennessee, because Tennessee has a defense.
They
If he
do.
goes to Tennessee, I feel like he can have a Jaden Daniels run.
Tennessee sucked this season, but they didn't give up too many points.
Yeah, no. And
They
they
got
beat
Snead
Houston.
long time.
Houston. Yep.
Drake
Come on,
May hit him
man.
with a game winner, though. Never
Come
forget.
on. This is, but let me ask you another question. So if Kellen Moore goes to the Saints, do you think he turns things around?
No.
Because they still got Derek Carr,
I
Radley.
just don't have any faith in. You're asking me, is Kellen Moore's never been a head coach, has he, right? Was he? Yeah,
I
so you're
think he's
asking.
not.
Wait, was he?
No, I don't think so.
Was Kel No, I don't think he was either. Head coach. I just want to double check before I start yapping. Yeah. So you're asking me if a first-year head coach with an offense like Saquon Barkley, DeVonta Smith, and AJ Brown, and Jalen Hurts, and one of the best offensive lines in football, is now going to go take, what were the Saints this season? 4-13? 5-12?
That's
Twelve.
just terrible.
Something terrible.
Terrible.
With no offensive skill positions except Kamara. He signed a long-term extension. He's loyal to that city. I don't know why. He needed to get out. But they got
Yeah.
Kamara. That defense was abysmal last season. So now it's a first-year head coach. No, I do not believe in Kellen Moore whatsoever. This never goes right.
Yeah.
That's why, in all honesty, it's kind of the same. I know I was high on it, a couple months ago, the whole Ben Johnson thing. But now looking back, it's kind of the same thing for Ben Johnson. Yeah, he may be good with the playbook. He may be able to design plays, whatever. But I don't know if he'll be a good head coach. First year head
Oh,
coaches
for
in
the
the
Bears,
NFL.
right?
Yeah. First year head coaches in the NFL tend to never turn out well. So
Yeah, this ain't no NBA
that's
shit.
what I'm saying, exactly.
Like, you're controlling like 53 guys.
Speaking of which, Luka plays tomorrow. How many points do you think he
Oh,
scores? Utah. That game should be
at
a
least
blowout,
over
though.
20. At least
I
over
don't know.
25.
Why bring him out against Utah? Why not wait till? What's the Lakers' schedule look like?
I say do it because,
Shit, just sit
I
him
mean,
before
it's
All-Star
Utah.
break. Don't even let him play.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Like,
Because,
what's the
yeah, you're
point of
right.
sending putting him out there?
Yeah, that's true.
They
That's
play
true.
Utah tomorrow. Oh, and then they do this weird shit, and then they play Utah. They play Utah in LA tomorrow, and then they play Utah in Utah on Wednesday. And then they
Yeah,
play
I would say that.
Charlotte, Portland. Oh no, wait, is that before the break? No, that's, yeah, they play Utah in Utah. Why even send Luka out there?
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. You see Austin Reeves. I told niggas
He's a
about Austin
bucket.
Reeves.
He's a bucket.
They was like,
He's a
oh, they
bucket. I'll
should
give
trade
you
him
that.
instead of commit. I'm like, bro, he's having a career year.
What about Jimmy Butler on the Warriors?
That I ain't gonna lie, that was fucking crazy. The Bulls should sell the fucking team for that. How, like, you let Golden State outscore you 73 to 28?
You just pulled that off the dome. That's
In the
respectable.
second half,
You
bro?
just
Come
pulled that
on,
one off the
man.
dome, dude. That's respectable.
You got Curry smiling and shit.
Curry
When you
played
see him
that.
smiling,
It, yeah.
it's not a good thing.
It makes me happy to see Curry smiling, though, man.
Yeah, I was
He
kind of.
finally got a
I
second
thought Bo was
option.
gonna retire if they didn't get him some help.
I thought they were, I was saying to trade him. Because at least
Trade him
give some.
Curry?
Fucking just out of mercy.
Yeah, just
Get
send
him
him
off
off
a
away and
sinking
get another
ship.
ring.
Yeah. Like Derrick Henry.
Damn.
That's what I thought they were about to do.
So if you think the Warriors don't do something this season, they should go ahead and move past Curry.
No, because they already gave Jimmy 2 years. They gave him 2 years, 120,
Exactly.
like 10 minutes after he got traded. Basically, they had it done before he got traded. They already gave him 2 years, 120.
Damn. Yeah, that's. You think the Warriors are gonna get out of playing? No, I don't think they get out of playing because
I
what
think
that
this
gonna do
Warriors
for
team's
them
gonna
now,
be
huh?
nice. If Jimmy Butler can score 25 points every night, this is gonna be a serious team.
But I don't see him doing that.
I didn't see him do that until like you see him like not to like play into this whole like, oh, I was sad playing basketball. I wasn't happy, whoop-de-whoop. But Jimmy Butler does he looked at the level of free on that Warriors court that we haven't seen, or I mean on that Bulls court that we haven't seen in a while. That didn't look like Miami Jimmy.
Yeah, I didn't know he was. I didn't think that was gonna fit, to be honest, because I seeing Curry and Jimmy Butler on the same team, I didn't think that was gonna work, but it looked like it's working.
That
But
change of pace is kind of nasty, dude. It's kind of like that Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson thing. Like Steph is Lamar, quick release, quick threes, and then Derrick Henry's in between the tackles. Jimmy's, getting to the block, getting to a spot, a little
Oh, that's a great
mid-range.
description. Hell yeah.
That change of pace, man, it's kind of nice to see.
Can we
Step
talk
off
about
the gas,
AD?
step on the gas. He's out for an undetermined amount of time already. The Mavericks
I'm not.
just got the full Anthony Davis experience in like 27 minutes of basketball.
I'm not
He
laughing
scored
at his injury, but I was
26
kind of.
points, got injured.
I was laughing because I'm like, bro, this nigga's saying, we here, we here. And then, like, I look 10 minutes later, he's on the ground. Like, I'm
Yeah.
like, bro, like, what
It
the
is no
fuck?
longer here.
Like,
They
this
said an
shit is fucking
undetermined amount
ridiculous.
of time. A month at least.
Damn.
That's crazy, man.
And they
Non-contact
expect guys
groin
to.
injury.
Bro, you heard what Stephen A said? He's like, I expect them to be the number one seed. Bro, they're like 13 games behind the first place.
Dallas?
Yeah.
What if I told you Stephen
Well,
A
maybe not
gets like
13.
$40 million a year at ESPN? Or he's on a $40 million deal at ESPN?
Because I remember you said earlier, Ryan Clark said something about Patrick. I think they'd be doing that
I
shit
don't
for
know if it was
views,
Ryan
bro.
Clark. I don't want to put it on Ryan Clark. I don't remember who it was. I was doing some other shit just walking by, and I thought I heard. I wasn't even really watching. I just heard voices. I thought it was Ryan Clark. But somebody said that
Yeah,
shit.
they
Know who it was? I
what's
know
that?
exactly who it was now. It was LeSean McCoy.
Oh, I don't listen to him talk
It
football, to
was
be honest.
LeSean McCoy on that dumb Fox. I think it was Fox. Whatever dumb show
Yeah,
he's on. You know
I
what I'm
don't
talking
listen to that
about?
shit. Yeah,
Yeah.
with Michael Irvin.
Yeah, I had it on by accident, I think.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't watch them
It
dudes,
was
man.
LeSean
That's
McCoy, I
funny.
think, that said it.
I'd rather
Come
watch
on,
Pat
Shady.
McAfee show.
Come on, Shady. That's a shady take.
Yeah, that shit.
You
Coming
think
from him
Philly runs
too,
it back
bro.
though? I don't really think Kellen Moore had anything to do with it. Like maybe yeah, he was a good play caller, but that offense doesn't take too much.
Yeah, I think it can run it back. I don't think it matters who the coordinator is because they still if they bring that team back, yeah, they
That's
can
what I'm
run it
saying. I
back.
don't think yeah, like yeah, Nick Sirianni did his job, I guess, but I don't know how much the coordinator is gonna take credit for,
So you
because
think they're gonna pull some Tampa Bay Buccaneers and bring like everybody back?
if they can, I think so. Because, I mean, when you think about it from a coordinator standpoint, like Kellen Moore is like, yeah, okay, I'm going to call a halfback draw. Watch this. To any other team, it's like, all right, it's a fucking halfback draw. But it's like Kellen Moore calling a halfback draw to Saquon Barkley, there goes 75 yards. So then it's like, oh, look
Yeah.
how smart Kellen Moore is. But he really just ran a halfback draw through the A gap. So it's like, eh. It wasn't
That's
that good of a play. It was
whatever.
just Saquon Barkley. You know what I'm saying? Like, you put
Yeah,
Drake May
shit.
on this Philly team? Good Lord Almighty.
But what did I tell everybody before?
Because as
See, I
good as
was
Jalen Hurts did play today, I just want to acknowledge one thing before we get cut off. He missed A.J.
like,
Brown in that second quarter. There was a lot of single high safety for some reason out of Kansas City. A.J. had the look. It was man coverage on the left side. I don't know who was matched up with him. It was
oh, I
single
saw
high
that.
safety. A.J. beat him. Remember, A.J. was jumping up and down. He beat him. Jalen Hurts underthrew it by like 15 yards. That was terrible.
Yeah.
I have to say, that was awful. But we're about to get cut off. You have any closing remarks, brother?
Go Eagles. Fuck the Chiefs. Shout out Saquon.